Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
That would be me. How the heck are you today? I'm going to love today because I can't wait to go after Yeti. I can't wait. I have been dying to get in front of this microphone to talk to you about this all day long. You know what makes me so mad? You remember that guy? Remember him? Yeah, you remember who I'm talking about. This is a case in point. It's going to be really tough to get through this. I talked with a number of folks today. The only thing I can tell you is UPS is delivering my new Arctic cooler. That whole Arctic thing just kills me, by the way. Some self-deprecating. I can't believe I didn't pick up on that. I really can't. I've looked at those coolers for years. I thought, just go with the Yeti. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive. Well, you know, you get what you pay for, that type of thing. Couldn't be further from the truth. Did some research and found out what was going on there. Got some emails I want to read about it today, too, because you've been blowing up my email relative to this Yeti. And I know a lot of you have been blowing up your Yeti coolers. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you to go that far. I paid a lot of money for them. Sell it. Now, if you got money to shoot at it, go ahead. I mean, I've got two of them. I know what I'm going to do with mine. But I got to be honest with you. The emails I'm getting in about this is really struck a nerve. And I'll explain why it struck a nerve. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because it has to do with your rights. It has to do with you being fed up, sick, and tired of being pushed around by a bunch of folks who know nothing about the context of which they talk. And that's absolutely correct. I'm talking about a bunch of young kids using the mainstream media to try to bully and threaten you. And I'm like you. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with people coming after the companies I want to do business with, the banks and everything else, simply because we are law-abiding gun owners. The bite back to these companies that do this is going to be huge. Big mistake. Big mistake being PC. Now, some of those companies don't care. Yeti stepped in it big time. Yeti caters to outdoorsmen. Yeti's going to feel a big, big pinch on this. Guarantee it. What am I talking about? If you haven't been following this, this is so fun to cover. I can't wait to go into this. Marion Hammer. I love Marion Hammer. Her last name fits her to a T. You know, when you got the name that fits, like the guy breaking in the house and his name is Burglar, his last name is Burglar or something like that, right? Yeah. This is it. United Sportsmen of Florida is Marion Hammer, former president of the National Rifle Association. What did she do? Okay, get it together. Breathe. I love this. I love covering stuff like this. And I'm going to explain why shortly. But on April 20th, Marion Hammer, executive director of United Sportsmen of Florida, put this out. For years, Yeti coolers have been a hot item for sportsmen at the Friends of NRA Foundation banquet and auction events around the country. These foundation events raise money to support youth programs and educational programs nationwide. The youth of America who benefit from these programs are the future hunters, hikers, fishermen, women, bikers, campers, wildlife photographers, mountain climbers, sportsmen and women, and conservationists who will protect our natural resources and our recreational lands. Suddenly, without prior notice, Yeti has declined to do business with the NRA Foundation, saying they no longer wish to be an NRA vendor and refused to say why. They will only say they will no longer sell products to the NRA Foundation. That certainly isn't sportsmanlike. In fact, Yeti should be ashamed. They have declined to continue helping America's young people enjoy outdoor recreational activities. These activities enable them to appreciate America and enjoy our natural resources with wholesome and healthy outdoor recreational and educational programs. The NRA Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization. In this day and age, information is power. We thought you needed this information. Why did Marion Hammer tell us information is power and then tell us she thought we needed this information? Because she knew how we were going to respond. Because she knows we are sick and tired, fed up with ignorant people who know nothing about what they're talking about coming after us, calling us murderers, telling us we have blood on our hands, and all this trash-talking garbage being put out because of a mainstream media giving these people a voice. And it's not just Parkland. It's the entire left. It's the progressive left. It's all of them. They're all part and parcel of the same thing. The un-American, anti-freedom, gun-hating, gun-grabbing left that hate this country. Individuals so ignorant they march on Washington, D.C. to take away their own rights. Have you ever seen this? Individuals who stand up and say, I shouldn't be able to do this, then don't. But don't tell that person or that young person what they should or shouldn't be able to do. See how easy it is to just... Yeti, on Monday, put out a statement. And you got the email, didn't you? You did. Because here's one that was sent to me from Bill Robinson. Hey, Mark, this is what I got back from Yeti. We're writing in response to your recent email inquiry. And it goes on to echo identically. It's a list that they put out. It's copy. It's all it is. It's a template. It's going to everybody. Here's what it says. A few weeks ago, Yeti notified the NRA Foundation as well as a number of other organizations, who they haven't mentioned, by the way, that we were eliminating a group of outdated discounting programs. When we notified the NRA Foundation and the other organizations of this change, Yeti explained that we were offering them an alternative customization program broadly available to consumers and organizations, including the NRA Foundation. These facts directly contradict the inaccurate statement the NRA ILA distributed on April 20th. That statement, by the way, was from Marion Hammer that I just read you. Yeti just called Marion Hammer a liar. Continuing, further, the NRA ILA stated, in that same public communication that Yeti has declined to continue helping America's young people enjoy recreational activities. Nothing is further from the truth. Yeti was founded more than 10 years ago with a passion for the outdoors, and over the course of our history, we have actively and enthusiastically supported hunters, anglers, and the broader outdoor community. We have been devoted to and will continue to directly support causes tied to our passion for the outdoors, including by working with many organizations that promote conservation and management of wildlife resources and habitat restoration. From our website to our film footage and from our social media posts to our ambassadors, Yeti has always prominently featured hunters pursuing their passion. Moreover, Yeti is unwavering in our belief in and commitment to the Constitution of the United States and its Second Amendment. Well, I would start with this. The Second Amendment ain't about hunting, Yeti. So why don't you get that through your head first and comment on that? I also didn't see you say in here that you were going to continue to work with the National Rifle Association. We have updates, because you see, Marion Hammer, I love this, is back at it, hammering away. There's an update to this. This update was put out today. Alert, Yeti adds insult to injury. If it wasn't bad enough that Yeti dropped the NRA Foundation as a client, now they're calling us liars because we informed our members and friends of their actions. The NRA Foundation has over 1,100 friends of NRA committees around the country. These committees host banquets and auctions that are attended by hundreds of thousands of guests each year. These events raise funds to support charitable causes and programs. The NRA Foundation supports the needs of youth programs for education, safety and training, as well as law enforcement needs, shooting ranges, and conservation programs. For many years, we have purchased coolers from Yeti for our auctions. We have auctioned off many thousands of Yeti coolers each year. Yeti recently dropped the NRA Foundation as a client. Not only would they not take our orders for more coolers, they forced us to cancel orders already in the system that they said they would not fill. 3 days after we notified you of Yeti's decision to drop the NRA Foundation, Yeti issued their prepared statement in which they admit they dropped us but claim they simply eliminated the discount program and dropped other unnamed organizations as well. That's news to us. Perhaps the people writing Yeti's damage control statements are not talking to the people who enforced Yeti's decisions and refused our orders? We have even offered the Yeti roadie in one of our sponsorship levels for 2018, which we've had to cancel. We told you the truth. Yeti's attempts to damage control is to say our statement is not accurate. Shame on you again, Yeti. You know you made a mistake, a big one. Now you must live with that mistake. That's from Marion Hammer. Now, I know we're getting ready to take a break. I can smell that clock ticking. When I come back, there is another response, an update to that. Ooh. And you're going to like the update. I'm not going to read it to you now. I'm going to have to wait till we come back, but I've got it right here in front of me. An additional comment that has additional information that you're going to want to hear, particularly if you, as a law-abiding citizen, a gun owner in this country who has done nothing wrong and are sick and tired of being bullied by people who would just try to destroy your career, destroy your life, take away your job, end your relationships with banks and anybody else because they hate you that bad. Fellow Americans and companies like Yeti that cave into this crap, you're going to want to hear this if you have one of these coolers. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Angry Mark is coming out of the box. Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with that brand new gun, huh? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Monday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock. Maybe a Springfield. But they're all gone Monday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends on Monday. So don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. The USCCA is giving away guns. We want you to get one. Visit armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I can't contain it. I simply can't contain myself with this. This angers me to the point where I'm going to have fun with this, but it is really sickening and despicable that we're at a place in America right now where other Americans can get away with coming after, and you've got companies that support this stuff because they're so weak-kneed, or they're just progressive liberals making a ton of money as hypocrites, keeping all, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I question, well, give you, let me read through this stuff, then I'll give you some analysis on this. But there's some things you need to know here. I got to keep going. Was talking about Yeti coolers. Read you the statement from Marion Hammer. Yeti put out a prepared statement. If you email Yeti, which I did, and a number of you did, you're sending me the emails, we're all getting the same response. I've seen it. You can stop emailing them to me. It's okay. I've seen the statement. Just read it to you. That's what they're sending. Here it is in response to your recent email, and then they're putting out that dopey prepared statement. Now, this is fascinating. Because I just read you what Marion Hammer had to say in response to that prepared statement. There is an update today from Marion Hammer. And I want you to take a listen. Yeti severed ties with the NRA and is now engaging in damage control after a backlash from many of its customers. In early March, Yeti refused to place a previously negotiated order from NRA ILA, citing, quote-unquote, recent events as the reason. A clear reference to the tragedy in Parkland, Florida. Yeti then delivered notice to the NRA Foundation that it was terminating a 7-year agreement and demanded that the NRA remove the Yeti name and logo from all NRA digital assets, as well as refrain from using any Yeti trademarks in future print material. While Yeti is trying to spin the story otherwise, those are the facts. While Yeti can choose to run from the NRA, they can't run from the facts. Whether this is due to the recent cancellation of their IPO from their New York City owners is a question only they can answer. Marion Hammer. Now, let me tell you something. Marion Hammer's not giving you hogwash. Right? Pun intended? No, it wasn't, but I like it. Marion Hammer's giving you the facts, not hogwash. Here's what I'm happy to tell you. I am happy to tell you that UPS is delivering my new cooler. I got notified today that my new Arctic, very cool. It's got all kinds of really cool colors on it that match my boat. It's fun. I can't wait to get this thing. It's coming tomorrow. I feel like it's Christmas time. But it's even more fun than Christmas because it's a statement. It's a hey, Yeti. There you go. Oh, but I got a microphone. And I can tell other people to do the same thing, and that's exactly what I'm telling you to do. We're going to go through some analysis on this. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. But UPS is delivering my new 30-can cooler tomorrow. Let me tell you something. I paid $107 and got free delivery on this thing. The equivalent Yeti is nearly $300. You do the math. Take a listen to a couple emails. Christian writes in, Chris Kennan his name is. Hey Mark, thanks for the info on Yeti on Sunday's Monster broadcast. Yeti fell off my list of coolers when I heard that. I own Siberian and Arctic. Both are a third the price, and with Yeti's recent decision to bow to the anti-gunners, 200% better. By the way, he says, I gotta say, by the way, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow for a couple weeks. Love it. I'm sending some to my folks for a gift. Thanks for all you do for gun owners and liberty, Chris Kennan. Chris, thanks for the email, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. It means a lot. I appreciate that. Brian Duncan writes in, Mark, I can't remember what podcast had the guy from Arctic on, but from my understanding, the owner slash creator of Arctic is an old employee from when Yeti was first being produced. So you get the same quality, just minus the price and leftism of Yetis. Just food for thought. I just bought myself a Sig P320 45 full size, and I think some Yeti cups that will make nice plinking targets. Anyway, keep up the awesome work on keeping everyone up to date on the latest gun issues and news. That's from Brian Duncan. Brian, thanks for that email. I do appreciate it very well. Yeti, you paying attention? We're going to go into analysis. I'm reading these things to you now, but then we're going to analyze this and we're going to break this down. This is important stuff. It's not just a cooler, folks. It's not just a cooler. Bill Robinson writes in, hey, Mark, this is what I got back from Yeti. And a number of other ones of you did, too. And then, of course, you send me the Yeti statement, prepared statement, which I got as well. So what's this all about, Alfie? Huh? Why does this anger Mark? Why does angry Mark come out of the box? Why are you all over YouTube blowing up $300-$500 coolers? I'll tell you why. Because you're sick and tired of this. You are sick and tired of being treated and being bullied and being treated like a second-class citizen because you're a gun owner in this country. You've had enough. You are fed up. And Yeti, yet again, here's Yeti. This is a company that's a friend of outdoors. They're in every retailer out there. They're in all the stores. Cabela's carries them. Bass Pro carries them. Notice I didn't say Dick's. I know Dick's carries them. But couldn't care less about that bogus progressive dump of a company anymore. Well, bye. You see, the backlash is beginning to happen. Americans are fed up. They're fed up with 17-year-old kids calling them murderers. They are fed up, sick, and tired of 17-year-old kids aided and abetted by the hateful, un-American, anti-American left in this country, led by the likes of Shannon Watts and Bloomberg's wallet, and the rest of the vocal Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way, right? They're sick and tired of it. They're fed up with it. You are fed up with it. I'm fed up with it. And this Yeti thing for a lot of us was the last straw before we said, you know what? We're not going to take this anymore. And we're going to make a statement. Millions, millions of Americans are members and donate to the National Rifle Association, and millions more who aren't subscribe to the ideology because they are gun owners. I know people personally who don't want to join because they're quote-unquote afraid to be on a list. Let me tell you something. You're already on a list. Get over that part. But I understand your sentiment. But you've had enough. You've had enough of this. You've had enough of people coming after your mutual funds because your 401ks and your mutual funds own stock in lawful companies that children don't like. And that children have absolutely no clue of any historical context of what they talk about. None. And sadly, not all their fault. In today's day and age, it is because they can simply pick their phone up and go get the truth, but they choose not to. But there's a lot of lies of omission here as well, too. Teachers aren't teaching this stuff anymore. But you're tired of that. Let me tell you, when we come back from this break, because some people are saying, well, you know, I believe what Yeti said in that statement. I hope you don't after what I just read you. I hope you don't. But I'll tell you, for the sake of analysis, I'm going to give Yeti the benefit of the doubt when we come back. And we'll see if it holds water. Right? Just like in My Cousin Vinny. Does my argument hold water? Does it hold water? No, the defense is wrong. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
And now you see why it's so important when we talk about this Yeti stuff, okay? I'm going to go into some analysis here that I think you're going to really enjoy. Because I know you're angry like me, so we'll let Angry Mark out of the box a little bit here. It's always fun when Angry Mark comes out. I love it. He knocks on the inside of my skull, you know? I need out. I need to come out for a little bit. So we're going to let him out. But you see how important it is for sponsors. This is why this is so vital and so important, okay? Because we're in a unique situation here with this radio program and Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. All right? When you've got companies like Boondocks Firearm Training that are advertising on the program, do you think they're going to bow to pressure from an anti-gun force? They're firearms training companies. Of course not. Mike Lindell from MyPillow has already come out and said, go pound salt. I'm not moving my advertising from anybody. And he took a stand. And guess what happened? You paying attention, other companies? Are you paying attention? Other countries too, right? I was going to say a little faux pas there, but you paying attention, companies? His numbers are skyrocketing. Get your face out of the media and you might understand that what you see and hear on the news, fake news, news in quotation marks anymore, isn't necessarily what it appears, is it? No, it's not. So pay attention. But we've got sponsors here that are not going to cave in to this crap and they need supported. You have there's a contingent of Americans out there that are doing incredibly un-American things. They're trying to destroy companies. They're trying to destroy lives. They're trying to destroy careers simply because those people believe in the right to bear arms in the Second Amendment. It's incredible. But it's true. While they march on Washington to take away their own rights, I've never seen anything like it. And I've gotten emails from you. I just read you a couple. Thank you for supporting. And Arctic doesn't advertise here. And I'm telling you to buy their coolers. Make a statement. This is so vital. It's so important. And with our sponsors here, the same way. Buy their stuff. Help these guys out because they're helping us out. And they're helping us get the word out. They're helping us continue to grow this radio show. Okay, the USCCA is doing it big time. Let me knock this out real quick. I want to get to some analysis here for you. But the USCCA wants to give you a free gun. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Get entered. It's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win. It's going to be really cool when I start telling you this next week. It's going to be fun. But on Monday, it's all gone. This is the last of it. You've only got about 5 or 6 days left. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. Remember, not a lot of time, okay? It all ends Monday. Don't miss out. Clock's ticking. Armedandresponsible.com. And I don't want to leave out Warfighter Tobacco. And I've got all kinds of other new sponsors that are out there. I'll talk about that briefly when we come back, because one is going to be here next week. Survival Kit's going to be here later this week, and I'm a huge fan of that. We're going to talk to him about all kinds of really cool survival stuff. I'm a big fan of that stuff. Love that. That's coming up on Thursday this week. All right, let's let Angry Mark out of the box, okay? This Yeti thing, because this has everything to do with guns. Why does it have anything to do with guns? What does a cooler have to do with guns? The cooler company is bowing and caving in to anti-gun forces. That's why. Can I make it any clearer than that? These people, weak-kneed, based in Texas, Yeti coolers, pulled away from a National Rifle Association charity, 501c3. And according to Marion Hammer, ask the National Rifle Association to pull all the Yeti stuff off. We don't want your business. Marion Hammer's not giving you, she's not giving you a bunch of crap here. She's telling you the truth. It's Yeti spinning it. Because guess what? Yeti blew it. They just didn't realize how powerful you are. Very interesting connection here. Yeti Coolers on March 28th withdrew their IPO. That's what Marion Hammer was talking about. They were going public. Not yet. 2 years ago, they filed for their IPO through the Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC. They were expecting to raise over $100 million when they went public. So according to a piece here, who wrote this? Where'd this come from? Outside Online. You know what Yeti cited? Market conditions as the reason they won't go ahead with their initial public offering. Market conditions. Yeti was associated with the National Rifle Association, who was using their logos, and who is under vicious attack in this country by children. Children. The National Rifle Association, the nation's oldest civil rights organization. And Yeti was associated with that. In today's market conditions, what did they tell Marion Hammer? What did they tell Marion Hammer? What did they say? You remember? Pull all of your logos from the NRA, from the Yeti, everything, digital assets, everything. Refrain from using any Yeti trademarks in future print material. Why? Market conditions. They're afraid of kids who hate your guns. Now, it's not stated in this piece at Outside Online. In fact, it's not mentioned at all. This piece was written on March 27th. Once the market stabilizes, they said, they might decide to push ahead with public offering. Maybe. They've left room for that, according to this. Interesting. You think Yeti's got the stones to come out and tell you why they did it? No, they didn't. Based on what you just saw in that spin garbage they wrote? Absolutely not. Yeti Coolers, based in Texas, has apparently caved to anti-gun kids being pushed by an anti-gun media and being funded by Michael Bloomberg, the worst gun hater in American history. What do coolers have to do with guns? You know what Yeti should have done? Yeti should have stood up and said, absolutely not are we going to cave to pressure. We are proud of our market. We're proud of our customers. We serve the outdoors, all outdoors. And the hell with you. And guess what would have happened? I would be sitting on this microphone right now telling you I just bought two more Yeti coolers and go get them, folks. Instead, Yeti's got terrible, terrible PR right now to contend with. And they're busted lying by none other than Marion Hammer. Now, you think about this. I told you I'd give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume that their original statement is true. Oh, we didn't mean to do that. We really didn't. And it really is market conditions. It has nothing to do with the NRA being attacked and our logo being associated with the NRA, hurting our IPO. We're afraid those kids are going to come after and start a boycott. Oh, let's assume that that's all true. By the way, I'll sell you the bridge over the River Kwai, and it's based in Kansas, too. But let's just assume that that's true. How stupid is the management of Yeti? How stupid could they possibly be to think in today's political climate that pulling away from the NRA wouldn't be seen as exactly what it looks like? Because if you read their statement to be true, that's exactly what happened. Let me tell you what, investor who might have invested in Yeti, if the management of the company is that stupid to begin with, trust me, you didn't want to invest in them anyway. It's either sheer stupidity or, as Piers Morgan would say, utter, gross incompetence. If it stinks, if it rots and it smells, then that's what it is. The nice way to say that is if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a what? It ain't a Jeep. It's a duck. In this case, it ain't a Yeti cooler. Yeti coolers caved to a bunch of gun grabbers and freedom haters in this country. Well, you know what? My new Arctic cooler gets here tomorrow. It's really cool colors. I can't wait to take this thing out on my boat. I can't wait. And when we come back, it's just going to be too much fun.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. There's another company I want to tell you about regarding the cooler, the whole cooler issue, okay? And that's Grizzly Coolers. Again, I'm not on this payroll. Guess what Grizzly has out now? Now, I told you I bought an Arctic cooler. I've wanted one for a long time. The price was right on the thing. I think it's awesome. Grizzly's out right now with a Second Amendment cooler, an Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It is their Second Amendment edition cooler. It's built just like the Arctics and those, what do you call them, that people used to put by in Yetis. Not anymore. The 20, the 40, and the 60. Let's take a look at the 40. I'm only telling you this stuff because I want you to know what's going on. Now, it's a little bit more expensive than the Arctics, but they're made in the United States, okay? $224. Yetis, another 100 plus over that. And you get up these things up to 400. I mean, if you got a big boat, really big boat, okay, they got a 15, a 20 can, a 40 can, a 60, a 75, a 100, a 165, and a 400. These are huge coolers, and this are, you know, industrial strength stuff. But I'm just telling you that that's out. You see, this is a company that gets it. They get it. Guess what I'm buying next? I mean, what does this have to do with your guns? What the hell does a cooler, who ever thought we would be talking about this? When I started these radio programs nearly 10 years ago, the 27th of this month, 3 days, we begin our 10th year. When I started these radio programs, never in my wildest dreams did I think I would be associating coolers with firearms in this context. Never. You could have laid money on the table, I'd have lost. I wouldn't have taken it. No way. Oh, what a dumb move that would have been, right? Hindsight's 20/20 in that rearview mirror. Everything's 4K vision, isn't it? Yeah. Don't think Yeti isn't looking backwards right now. Start of the spring season, boating season, fishing season. Real intelligent there, pal. Guess what? There are other options. That's what's beautiful about living in this country. What do coolers have to do with your guns? Gee, I don't know. This Grizzly cooler, Second Amendment, is called the Second Amendment Edition. And gee, there it is, printed right on the top of the cooler. What is Grizzly saying here? What is this company saying? You think this company is going to lay down and be afraid and knock knees because of a bunch of children who hate their rights to keep and bear arms? No. Not going to happen in this lifetime. Not going to happen in this lifetime. These are the type of people you want to do business with. They need to be on this program. These are the type of people we need to do business with. Look, and it's not us. This is what the other side has done to you. This is what the other side has done to America. This is the division they have wrought upon this nation. Hey, Mr. And I have a business degree. So, hey, Mr. Business graduate. And I'm a business graduate. I have a BS in management. And I've used it. Run my business, ran a business, successful business. Doing up to $12 million a year in gross sales for about 13 or 14 years. Kind of miss it. But don't. But kind of. But you know what I mean. Stressful. Here's the deal. Quit waiting in politics, you idiot. And you won't have these problems. You won't have talk radio hosts heard in dozens of cities around the country talking crappy about you because you've earned it. Because you chose to get PC and take sides when all you want to do is sell coolers. Let me tell you, here's the final analysis on this. This is why this is so important. In this day and age, when the progressive, diseased liberal mind, and that's what liberalism is, it's a mental disorder. It completely eliminates the ability of a human being to rationally think. And it forces emotions to bubble to the surface. Hence, people begin making stupid decisions because they let their emotions get a hold of them. And all logic goes right out the window. That's the mental disorder of liberalism. And the PC crowd. So listen up, Yaddy and others. In today's climate, when you make a decision like this, we're all going to see it for what it is. And because we are so sick and so tired and so fed up, as law-abiding, tax-paying, hard-working Americans who enjoy hunting, fishing, sport shooting, three gun, self-defense, tactical classes, whatever the hell it is related to our right to keep and bear arms, and we are the majority, as Mark Robinson said, we are fed up and sick and tired of the attacks against us and our way of life. And if you choose to wade into that by pulling something away or even appearing to do it in today's political climate, you had better be prepared for the backlash. Because it will be swift and it will be harsh. And all you little dopey liberals out there calling for boycotts, had better watch out. Because boycotts swing both ways. Don't they, Yeti? You know, it's interesting. It seems the companies that benefit the most when there are calls for boycotts are A, the companies who fail to cave, and B, conservatively run companies. Companies like Grizzly. I'm telling you right now, these coolers are going to go off the chain. I'm buying one. They're going to get my money. I want that Second Amendment cooler, and I want it on my boat. They're going to get my money. Look at Chick-fil-A. Christian, conservative, closed on Sundays. Best customer service you're ever going to get at a drive-thru. I don't care where you go in the country. I don't care what Chick-fil-A you go to. You're going to have a young high school student actually talk to you like an adult and give you the best customer service you've ever had. And guess what happens when other companies wait in? You know what? Conservatives flock to them. Their business goes through the roof. Are you listening to me? Are you paying attention to what I'm telling you? Too late for you, Yeti. You done stepped in your FCC against the rules word. There ain't no coming back for you, pal. Not going to happen. Finito. Now, you're not going to go out of business. There's dopey liberals out there who buy your stuff, but your IP, it's, you know, you reap what you sow, bro. You reap what you sow, bro. Put that on a bumper sticker and smoke it. How about that? You reap what you sow, bro. We're tired of it. We're not going to support you. Here's the deal. We will not support you. And let me make it clear, never again. We won't go back. You're not going to get us back. That's the beauty of the country we live in. A company like RTIC, Arctic, is going to sell us a cooler. A company like Grizzly is going to want to sell us a cooler. And hey, Dix, I got other places to buy guns. And guess what? When I go in to buy a gun, I usually also buy accessories. And I might wind up buying a shirt and falling for that dopey stuff up at the front. Those impulse purchases, you call them? You're not going to get any of that. And you're not only going to get it that one time, you're not going to get it ever again. Ever. And then people like me are going to start talking about companies like you. And companies like me are going to ask you, or shows like this are going to ask you, listener, to support businesses that support shows like this, because you will. Because they've earned it and they deserve it. How sad and how pathetic that we've gotten to a point in America where companies who should simply be engaged in selling us their crap have decided to make decisions like this. Oh, well. Good, smart people are going to take advantage of this opportunity. Same thing's going to happen with banking, too. You mark my word. There's opportunity here. And all you lefty, lunatic, disease liberals, remember this. We're not going away. We have money to spend. In many cases, a hell of a lot more than you do. Until tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue. You carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever cave into these folks. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. Get mad. Get mad.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.